今日是我在美美会侍奉最后一个主日。
Today will be my last Sunday serving at United Methodist Church.
我要再一次感謝我的同工。
I would like to again thank the co-workers.
蔡牧師。
And Reverend Eva, Pastor Eva.
不知是不是真的不捨得我離開。
Well, she is unwilling to let Reverend Tan go.
兩次的歡送戲都沒辦法參加。
Two times, you know, when we have saying farewell to Reverend Tan, she couldn't come.
本來是跟我商量說，在我未離開以前，未離開以前。
Before my departed?
是希望又攞佢嘅呢個 sabbatical leave 準備做媽媽。
Pastor Eva would take the sabbatical leave。
我本來安排係年頭，今年嘅年頭嘅時間。
Was originally scheduled to be in the beginning of the year。
最後改最上個月。
And then later was changed to last month。
但係我相信佢有通知我哋特別英文部嘅弟兄姊妹喺呢排嘅呢個。我準備做媽媽的事，證明成功。
He probably has shared with the English congregation that her pregnancy has failed.
但並且佢嘅身體都需要休養一段時間。
So it takes time for her to recover.
所以今日係冇辦法嚟。
That's why she cannot be with us today.
我都好多謝Yanny 就俾我好大嘅幫助。
I also thank Yanny for giving me a great help.
仲有靜泰。
And also Mr. Chan.
每一次都煮一啲我哋同工一齊食嘅嘢俾我哋食。
Always cook delicious Cantonese food for me.
同時我咁多謝我哋所有教會嘅領袖弟兄姊妹。
And also, I would like to thank all the church leaders and brothers and sisters.
俾我同師母喺呢度嘅侍奉。
And to help us, me and my wife.
能夠你嘅愛心嘅扶持啊。
Your loving help.
俾我哋能夠堅持到底。
So we can have finish well.
完成呢個兩年嘅在呢度嘅侍奉。
So I can accomplish my service in the Lord.
我真係進入整個我哋加州、我哋洛杉磯嘅生活嘅經歷。
My experience in California.
並且學習咗好多好多嘅事。
I learned a lot of things.
特別我答應我哋 SPLC。
Especially for SPLC.
在我經過一段時間以後，我有用廣東話嚟講道。用廣東話來講道。
Okay, yeah, I was able to preach in Cantonese.
其實我已經用好多廣東話講啦。
Actually, I use a lot of Cantonese.
唔止係對靈修會嘅時候。
For the devotion time with the elders.
主持我哋眾禮嘅時候，我都用過全部用廣東話嘅。
And during all the Chinese committee meetings, I used.Chinese, Cantonese.
所以今日最後一次嘅講道，我都有用廣東話。
For the last time when I preach here, I would like to do it in Cantonese.
因為如果我用呢個國語啊，好多人聽唔懂。
If I do it in Mandarin, a lot of you may not be able to understand.
所以我求主幫助我。
May God help us.
經過多方面嘅禱告後。
After a lot of prayers,
我決定用保羅寫嘅《哥倫多後書》佢嘅目料嚟話。
I have decided to use the letter Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
就係今日主席為我哋讀嘅經文。
Just is the passage that the worship leader read to us.
同大家做最後一次嘅互相嘅勉勵。
I would like to use that to encourage.Each other, one another here.
我相信末了的話都是很重要的話。
So the farewell words, the final words are usually very important words.
所以是值得我們好好來思想的事。
So worth it for us to meditate on them.
哥林多教會是保羅所開始的教會。
the church in Corinth is built by Paul.
他是他们的属灵的父亲。
So Paul was their spiritual father.
他虽然人不在他们中间，
even though physically he was not there with them,
他的心却常在他们同他们同在。
But Paul's spirit is always with them.
保罗在马其顿啊碰到提多。
And Paul saw Titus in Macedonia.
得知哥林多教会因为是之前所写的流泪的书信，就是哥林多前书。
Yeah, knowing that the letter he wrote to them earlier, which is First Corinthians,
有些人悔改了。
And some of them repented
because of that. 所以心他的心得到安慰。
So Paul was comforted.
所以便写了哥林多后书。
That's why he wrote Second Corinthians.
告诉教会是欣慰之心事情。
So told the church how he was comforted.
并且计划我再一次到哥林多探望他们。
And again, told them that he would like to visit them again.
在我离开之后，
After my departure,
教会必然有所更新。
There will be change and transform and renewal in the church.
必有改变。
There will be changes.
改变是我们人生不可避免的。
We can avoid changes in our life.
为告在主耶稣升天以前，
Before Christ was ascended to heaven,
他一直准备门徒怎样来面对一种改变。
He took a lot of time preparing the disciples to face changes.
他用文图解释说，
and he explained to his disciples,
他的离弃对他们是有益的。
His departure was good for them.
并且向他们保证，
and also assured to them,
一切都会更加好。
Everything will be better.
因为天上地上一切的权柄已经交给主了。
Because, you know, all the authority in heaven and on earth,has been given to the Lord.
所以门徒无需要害怕，因为主爱离开他们。
So the disciples should not be afraid because of Jesus' departure.
因为一切都在主的掌控中。
Because everything is under control and is in the Lord's hand.
就是过去无久的五旬节主日。
Just in the past, we had Pentecost Sundays.
我们再一次受提醒，
we are reminded again.
耶稣向我们保证的一个保惠师，
and Jesus has assured us about the Counselor.
就是真理的圣灵，
which is the Spirit of Truth.
三位一体的真神，
the Trinity True God.
已经降临在我们中间。
Is among us already.
并且住在我们每个人的心里。
And also lives in everyone's heart.
以及充满在我们中教会中。
And is also filled in our church.
圣灵的能力。
And the spirit of the power.
能够帮助我们排除一切的障碍。
The power of the spirit will help us remove all the barriers.
带领我们完成主所托付我们的使命。
And help us and lead us to accomplish God's commission.
因此，无论我们面对怎样的改变，
so no matter what kind of future we are facing,
耶稣向我们保证，
Jesus has assured us,
他用自己的宝血所建立的教会，
the church he built with his blood,
能够面对并且胜过所有的改变和挑战，
will be able to surpass all the challenges.
今日的经文，
today's scripture,
我们看到哥林多教会都遇见同样的一个改变。
We see that the church in Corinth also facing changes.
保罗告诉哥林多的教会，
Paul told the church in Corinth,
这是他最后写信给他们。
This is the last time he would write to them.
并且他利用他木料的话。
and also use his final words.
就是是最后我要说的话。
Which is the final words that he is going to say to them.
来鼓励激励他们。
To exhort them.
我不是保罗。
I'm not Paul.
我们每一每回都不是那个哥林多教会。
And the Chinese UMC is not the church in Korean.
但是我很乐意用保罗这段的经文。
But I'd be glad to use the letter, the scripture today.
这段末了的话。
Paul's final words.
兄弟，大家兄弟姊妹彼此来分享。
To share and with brothers and sisters.
但愿主借着这段话，也向我们每个人来讲说话。
May God speak to us through this passage.
虽然告别，仍然喜乐。
Even though to say farewell, it is to say farewell, is also rejoicing.
希腊文原文的 kairos 这个那个字。
The Hebrew, the word kairos.
那个新旧的那个 King James or Revised Standard Version 的英文圣经。
Both in King James and RSV.
Both new and old.
Yeah, the New King James and the Old King James.
他们译作告别或再会再见。
It's translated as farewell and goodbye.
其他的译本译作喜乐。
But the other translations use rejoice.
实在上，这是一个最难翻译的字。
Actually, this is a very difficult word to translate.
我今日就将这两个意思放在一起。
So today, I would like to use the two meanings and put together.
虽然是告别。
Even though it is farewell.
但是是满有喜乐的事。
It is full of joy.
我真是舍不得就这样离开你们。
Even though I'm unwilling to leave you.
特别是侍奉那个怎样爱我们为我们死而复活的主
？Especially serving the Lord who died for us.
但是我却非常喜乐。
However, I'm full of joy.
因为从我好年轻将我自己奉献给主之后
，since I was young, I dedicated my life to the Lord.
经过呢差不多系40年嘅全职嘅侍奉。
After this 40 years of full-time ministry,
主通过各方面俾我睇见，睇见。
The Lord has let me see.
我呢个侍奉就到此为止。
My full-time ministry will end here.
呢个系真系一个好满足嘅事。
This is actually a very accomplishing.A rejoicing thing.
因为过去我一直想到我一直好似欠呢个福音嘅债。
Before I always think that you know I was in debt, paying the ministry.
好似有好多事需要做。
There are so many that I need to do.
但系我而家睇见上通过各方面嚟俾我睇见够啦，够啦。
But God has confirmed me and let me see from all aspects that I'm done. I can finish well.
换一个话讲，主已经悦纳咗我嘅侍奉。
In a way, it's saying that God has accepted my service.
所以我满心喜乐嚟同你嘅告别。
So with joy, I'm saying farewell to you.
哥林哥教会是一间充满到问题嘅教会。
The church in Corinth actually has a lot of problems.
所以教会里嘅弟兄姊妹陷落呢种忧郁之中。
That's why in the brothers and sisters there are in distress.
所以保罗在同佢哋告别嘅呢个最后嘅话。
So when Paul is saying his final words,
系选用喜乐嚟代替呢个告别。
He used rejoice instead of farewell.
因为圣经讲到好清楚。
Because the Bible is very, very truly telling us.
喜乐的心乃是良药。
A cheerful heart is good medicine.
靠耶和华的喜乐 是我们心里的力量。
The joy from the Lord is our strength.
可见这个喜乐对我们每个人的健康。
So we can see how joy has effect on our health.
我们的生活或者侍奉是很重要的事。
And also to our life and to our service is a very important element.
因此我们需要常常喜乐。
Therefore, we need to rejoice always.
这是神在耶稣基督内向我们所定的旨意。
And this is God's will for you, for us in Christ Jesus.
保罗提醒哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹。
So Paul reminded the people in Church of Corinth.
不要只看教会中人的问题。
Don't just look at the problems at the church.
你是多多仰望主以后主。
But to look upon God and look for His guidance.
喜乐不单单是一种情绪的状态。
Joy actually is not just an emotional status.
喜乐是一种的素质。
Actually is a quality.
而这种素质是来自神的。
And this quality is from God.
同时都是圣灵所结出的果子。
And also is one of the fruits of the Spirit.
喜乐可以说是我们每个基督徒在世上生命的特质。
The joy is a special character or a quality of Christians.
真正的喜乐无法从健康、金钱。
And the true joy is not come from health or money.
人际的关系和事业上的成就来获得。
Not even from a relationship or a career.
保罗讲你们要靠主喜乐。
And Paul said that rejoice in the Lord.
真正的喜乐是由靠主来得咗嘅。
The true joy is from God.
并且从主来嘅喜乐。
And also the joy from the Lord
是一种超越环境嘅喜乐。
Will surpass all understanding.
无论我哋系顺境或逆境。
No matter in good times or difficult times.
我哋都同样能够享受呢种喜乐。
We can still have joy.
保罗就是结束这封非常激动的书信时，
When Paul finished this impassioned letter，
爱同他们告别时，
When he bid farewell to them，
自己不满要喜乐，
He was in joy，
并且亲切的以弟兄姊妹的称呼，
And call them brothers and sisters，
来同哥林多教会的基督徒说。
And to speak to the Christians in the Church of Corinth.
最后弟兄姊妹再见。
Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell.
随着他用四方面非常重要的劝勉。
So he used four aspects to exhort the brothers and sisters there.
来劝勉他们。
To exhort them.
那四方面的真理劝勉。
And this four aspects of truth
对我们每个人都很重要。
Actually, it's very important to every one of us.
对整个教会更加重要。
It's more especially more important to the church in general.
因为这四方面关乎到我们个人和教会的兴衰存亡的事。
Because those four aspects actually will impact or affect our individual or the church rise and fall.
第一，保罗勉励他们要做完全人。
Firstly, Paul exhorted them or encouraged them to aim for perfection.
保罗强调基督徒生活来追求完全。
Paul is asking Christians to live a perfect life.
因为这是神要我们做的。
Because this is what God has asked us to do.
不是为了获得救恩。
It's not just for the salvation.
而是反映出主的样式在我们的生活中。
But to reflect God in our lives.
主耶稣在马太福音5章48节讲。
So Jesus in Matthew Chapter 5:48.
所以你们要完全像你们天父完全一样。
So be perfect, therefore, because you know, your heavenly Father is perfect.
完全这个字的字根。
The root word of perfect.
以马太福音四章二十一节保蒙。
According to Matthew chapter 4:21, it says preparing the nets.
同马尔福所书四章就十二章成全的字相同的字根。
Okay. Actually, perfect in Corinthian has shared the same root word with Matthew chapter 4:21, preparing the nets, and also in Ephesians chapter 4:12, when it talks about equip.
所以完全即有修理、调整、修补。
So the meaning of perfect actually has the meaning of repair, adjust, to mend,
and then 恢复、挽回、纠正的意思。
To recover and also to retrieve, to correct.
完全人是一个成熟、有成熟生命的人。
So to be a perfect person or aim for perfection is talking about your maturity.
哥林多教会弟兄姊妹已经作属灵的生命不够成熟。
Yeah, Paul was saying that you know the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth, their spiritual life is immature.
才会有呢个杂技纷争与激动嘅事。
That's why they were always in argument and always in conflict.
呢方面我一生。都需要学咁样的功课。
Actually, this is a lifelong learning.
保罗有他们在正真道恩典。
Paul wants them to be in the truth and in grace.
圣洁行为及生命嘅成长中追求长进。
Paul wants them to pursue a higher ground.And the area of the truth, the grace, the holiness, and the daily life.
并且竭力进入到一个完全的地步。
And also to strive to go to this perfection.
如果能够做到这样，
If we can do that,
所有的差异就都能够消除。
And we can remove all the barriers, all the disagreement.
所有违规的事能够受到弥补。
And we can mend all the wrongdoings.
所有的人都能够恢复他们个别的功能。
And we can all regain our functions.
所有的事工都能够按照正确的那个顺序来进行。
And all the ministry will be going in the correct order.
作为一个那个退休的牧师，
as a retiring pastor,
我在呢方面应该冇俾我哋教会有一啲咩麻烦嘅事，我相信。
I hope that I didn't give any trouble to the church.
因为我已经够成熟，冇有什么需要嚟分担争取嘅事。
Because you know, I don't think I will have any part in conflict.
因为我所去做的主是荣耀主成为我们众人的祝福。
I hope that you know, whatever I do is for the glory of God and also as a blessing to
everyone. 看见一个基督徒的灵命是否完全成熟。
To see if a Christian is mature or not.
不但关乎他个人生命的问题，
It's not just his or her personal matter.
都很大的影响到整个教会的运作和发展。
And it will also, our maturity will also impact or affect the, how the church function.
所以我们教会需要帮助每个信徒在基督里正道上来总结 进到完全的地步，就是这样重要。
That's why for the church, we would like to help and preach and, everybody to mature in Christ and aim for perfection.
第二方面的劝勉。
And the second aspect of Paul's teaching
是劝勉他们要受安慰。
To ask them to be comforted.
受安慰也同也有的圣经译作受鼓励、受劝勉。
And for some translation, it says that there is to listen to his appeal and to be exhorted.
哥林多教会之前从保罗所收的第一封书信。
The first letter that Paul wrote to the church in Corinth.
他们受到保罗很严厉的训诫。
Paul rebuked them.
保罗劝那些还不服气的弟兄姊妹。
But Paul was telling those who would not listen.
爱因人来接受。
Need to listen to his words.
并且需要悔改，遵行真理。
And need to repent and follow the truth.
另外，受安慰呢個字根
，and the root word of be comforted，
同保惠師的字嘅字根又係一樣。
Share the same root word with the counselor，
表示苦難嚟嘅時候。
It means that when we have suffering，
跟住就係安慰到嚟
，and the comfort will follow。
基督徒照樣會遭遇好多苦難。
Christian will also experience suffering.
但每逢遇见苦难的时候，
But when we experience suffering,
即刻我们就得到从主来那里来的安慰。
Right away, we will also experience the comfort from the Lord.
当我们经历主的安慰的时候，
When we experience the comfort from our Lord,
才能安慰其他同样受到困难的人。
Then we're able to comfort others who are suffered.
不过我们不仅爱去安慰人，
But we don't just to comfort others.
而且我们都爱学习怎样领受神借助其他的人给我们的安慰和鼓励。
But we should also learn to receive comfort from God through other brothers and sisters.
就算保罗这样伟大的使徒，
Even Paul A great apostle.
He 都讲过
He even said,
那安慰送气的人的神
And the God who comforts the downcast,
通过体多安慰了我
Comfort us by the others.
体多
Comfort us by Titus.
所以我们无论遇见各样的困难的时候，
So no matter when we are facing different kind of difficulty，
我们需要受安慰，
We need to receive comfort，
我们需要受激励，
We need to be encouraged，
我们不需要灰心，
Don't be，
我们不需要放弃，
Don't give up easily，
特别不要消灭圣灵在我们心中那种感动和安慰的话，
Don't put away the comfort and the touch of the Holy Spirit。
第三方面的劝勉，
The third aspect of Paul's exhortation,
他们要同心合意。
Ask them to be of one mind.
哥林多教会是一个不同心的教会。
The Church of Corinth is a division church.
教会里面激动纷争。
Yeah, they have a lot of conflict.
所以保罗鼓励他们要同心合意。
That's why Paul.Encourage them, exhort them to be of one mind.
我们都知道这是教会最困难的事。
I know that this is probably one of the most difficult things in church.
因为我们每个人都有自己的看法。
Because we all have our own thinking.
我们都感到我们自己的想法是最正确的。
And a lot of times we all think that our ways is the best way.
因此又怎样达到同心合意呢？
Then how to be of one mind?
我们就要用主耶稣基督的心为心。
So we should have the same, our attitude should be the same as of our Lord.
基督徒既然是同蒙天召、天召，又成又与基督一同得份。
For Christian, we are all called into fellowship in Christ Jesus.
同有一位父一样的神。
We have one Father, the same Father, one Father and one Son.
同任以一位圣灵。
And we are baptized into one in one spirit,
成为一个身体,
and in one body,
同拥有一个应许, 一个指望,
one promise and one hope.
在基督里我们合为一,
in Christ we are united into one.
如果是这样,
in that case,
我们就要除去我们个人的成见,
then we should take away our personal prejudice.
我们需要谦卑自己，
we need to humble ourselves,
看别人比自己强，
and see others stronger than us.
凡事都当问，如果是主面对这样的人和事，祂会怎样做呢？
So in every situation we should ask, if God is facing the same situation, how would he react?
WWJD, what will Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
主怎样来做？
What would Jesus do?
我就照样这样来做。
Then we do exactly the same.
如果每个基督徒都有这种以基督的心为心的。
If all, you know, all Christians, our attitude is the same as Christ, our Lord.
我们教会一定能够做到同心合意。
Then there is no problem for our church to be of one mind.
第三方面也是最后一方面。
And the fourth aspect of the
final. 保罗劝勉他们要彼此和睦。
And Paul exhorted them to live in peace.
人与人之间最重要的是以和为贵。
In our personal relational situation, the most important part is to be in harmony.
所谓家和万事兴。
When a family is in harmony, there will be prosperity.
由此可见和睦的重要。
So we see from this saying that we know that how important harmony is.
无论是个人、家庭、教会。
No matter it is a personal, individual thing, or in a family, or in a church.
不和睦就没有平安。
Without harmony, there is no peace.
不和睦就没有喜乐。
Without harmony, there is no joy.
不和睦就不能得到安慰。
Without harmony, you cannot get comforted.
不和睦，我哋就会迟早就会衰败，衰败。
And without harmony, at the end you probably will fail.
所以我们要以神和睦。
So it's very important that we are at peace with God.
以自己来和睦。
At peace with ourselves.
以别人来和睦。
Be at peace with others.
耶稣基督在十字架上已经成就了和睦。
So when Jesus died on the cross, he has accomplished the peace.
拆毁我们之间隔断的墙。
Break down the wall between us.
是使所有的人在基督耶稣里能够合而为一。
So everyone, if we are in Christ, we can be in one.
并且成为一家人。
And be in one family.
当我们能与人和好。
When we are able to be at peace with others,
使人和睦,
and be a peacemaker,
即表面我们是神的儿女,
to saying that, you know, we are the Son of God.
这个是主耶稣在马太福音五章九节所讲的。
This is what Jesus was teaching us in Matthew chapter 5.
可见我们能够和睦对教会来讲。
So,As we know, if we are able to be at peace or in harmony with one another,
这是教会最美好的见证。
This is the very good witness for the Christ,
for our church. 好似我哋今日崇拜用嘅宣州文一样，诗篇133篇所讲嘅。
Just like the scripture we read in the morning, in the beginning, from Psalm 133.
看啊，弟兄和睦同归是何等的善，何等的美！这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，劳到胡须，又劳到他的衣襟，又被弃
希民的甘露共在食安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
From Psalm 133 it says, How good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's head, a beard, down upon the collar of his robes. It is as if the dew of Hermon was falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forever. And the oil there is mentioned in Psalm, it's talking about the Holy Spirit. So you're saying that we, in order to, for us to be in harmony, we need to rely on the Spirit. So we need to let the Holy Spirit be among us, be still on us.
意思即係講,
that's the meaning.
我哋嘅基督徒嘅生活,
and for our Christian life,
我哋整個嘅教會,
for our whole church,
應該用呢個聖靈嚟掌管。
So we would like to let the Holy Spirit to transform us.
唔係由我哋自己我任何人嚟掌管。
It's not, you know, us trying to change ourselves.
因为圣灵降临的目的就是这样。
And that is the whole purpose of the Spirit coming upon us.
总结来讲,
to summarize,
那里有纷争激动,
and wherever there is conflict,
爱就无法存在,
and there is no love.
那里不寻求和睦,
wherever there is no harmony,
不寻求爱,
and no one seeking love,
神就不可能在那里,
and God cannot be there.
在教会里,
in our church,
如果大家没有同心,
if we don't have the same mind,
就无法推动福音的事工,
we cannot move on and do the gospel ministries.
如果不能和睦相处,
if we cannot live in harmony,
就无法见证我们所传讲的福音,
so we cannot witness what we are sharing.
保杰总结他的最后的话讲,
and Paul, when he concluded his exhortation,
若哥林多教会的弟兄姊妹敢用来做,
yeah, if the brothers and sisters in the church of Corinth, if they do it,
就是讲究无论教会处在咩境况中，
so no matter what the church will face,
他们都能后续主来喜乐，
they can be rejoiced in the Lord,
能够促运完全人，
they can aim for perfection,
能够受安慰劝勉，
and they will be comforted and be exhorted,
能够同心合意，
and be of one mind,
并且彼此和睦相处，
and also live in at peace.
如果他们是这样做的话，
if they can do it this way,
仁爱的和平的神，
and the
仁爱和平的神，
and the God of love and peace,
必常与他们同各位同在，
will be with the church always.
仁爱和平的神必常与他们同在，
and the God of love and peace will always be with us.
这是一个保证，
this is an assurance.
一个应许，
it's a promise.
当然在某个意义上，
and for what it means is,
神常与我们同在， 同在。
God is always with his people.
但是这个意思，这两度的意思是说，
But the meaning of it here is,
如果我们遵行这四方面的劝勉的话，来遵守来的话，
If we follow what God has asked us to do,
来顺服主，
and obey him,
神爱以特别亲近亲切的方式同我们每个人同我们教会来显现，
and God will dearly reveal himself in our church.
我记得讲过好多神系好奇妙嘅。
I have talked about how God is, how amazing our God is.
過去差不多十幾年，我呢個大腸有呢個 polyp 嚇，醫生講我如果冇查到我，應該就早犯到呢個大腸炎啊。
Yeah, there is some health problem I have some health problem that the doctor was able to diagnose it.
但係你知道馬蒂拜四再一次俾呢個檢查佢哋大腸嘅 colonoscopy 嘅時候。
So when I was taking the exam on Thursday again,
佢哋發覺我呢個 polyp 正在個剩翻剩有翻嚟，所以即刻同我説了。
I was healed.
所以神好奇妙喺安排嘅時間。
So God is very amazing in His timing and in His work.
所以如果我哋真係遵行神嘅話嘅時候，神好奇妙嘅能夠在我哋生活嘅特別嘅景況中嚟同我哋顯現。
So when we obey God, actually we can see God's miracle or His experience, His presence with us every day and every moment.
如果原來和平的神與我們同在，
if the God of love and peace will be with us,
我們就不需要擔心。
So we don't need to worry.
今後我們教會要經歷怎樣的改變。
So whatever what we are facing, the changes, in our church in the future.
其實身為維里公會的教會不需要擔心這種事。
As a matter of fact, as a member of UMC, we don't need to worry about that.
因為過去兩年我已經跟我們中文部的弟兄姊妹分享得很清楚。
Because I have shared with the Chinese congregation a lot.
教會的基礎是建立在主耶穌基督的磐石上。
The foundation of our church is on the rock of Jesus.
是我們弟兄靠我哋弟兄姊妹和睦相处，同心合力嚟兴旺福音嘅。
So, if we can be of one mind, we can share the gospel.
无论边位牧师嚟接替我哋中间做牧师，都系梦想干嘅。
So it doesn't matter who is the pastor.
因为我哋唔系独立嘅教会。
We are not an individual church.
如果是獨立的教會，一個牧師離開，其他的人可能都離開了。
So for an individual church, that will be different.
但是教會，你公會的教會不是這樣的。
So the UMC is not like this.
可能神與我們同在。
The God of love is with us.
所以我們都不需要擔心我們將會面對怎樣的改變。
So we don't need to worry. The changes that is facing us.
因為我哋嘅神應許我哋在我們一切所做嘅事上都愛同我哋同在。
Because the Lord has assured us and promised us that He will be with us in all the things that we are going to do.
藉著聖靈充滿帶領我哋。
By the filling of the Holy Spirit.
所以就係面對一個不確實嘅未來。
To face the uncertainty in the future.
主都能够帮助我们如何去面对。
God will be able to help us to face them.
保罗在结束这个末了之话之后。
So when Paul concluded his final words,
他为他们祝福。
He gave them blessing.
把他所爱的教会，哥林多教会。
So he entrusted his beloved church.
并且中間所有的弟兄姊妹都交付在心為一體真神的手中。
He entrusted them unto the Trinity true God.
去同佢哋祝福。
And give them blessing.
願主耶穌基督的恩惠。
May the blessing of God.
神的慈愛。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God
聖靈的感動
and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit
容易你們同在
be with you,
眾人同在
be with you all
就這樣
that's his ending
保羅很放心
Paul was at peace
最後跟弟兄姊妹說再見
to say farewell to his brothers and sisters
我都是同樣的心情
I will feel the same.
所以最後我從你 ，OK， 我最後用兩首詩歌嚟祝福大家。
So, Reverend Tan will use two songs to give us the blessing.
頭一首是等間我哋愛唱嘅五二八，但係我哋唔可以用呢個歌詞，我哋可以用 Methodist Hymn 嗰個 classic 嘅那個。God be with you, see you, we meet again. 那個調。